Hello, my loves. It's Danielle. This is what I can tell you about all things Egypt. As you've probably already read in all of this introduction copy, it's a pilgrimage. It's not a vacation, even though it's super bougie and luxurious. Like, you are barely going to lift your suitcase. We're so well cared for and taken care of. The whole trip is designed to unfold you in layers. So we begin at the Sphinx, and then we go to the next temple and the next temple. It's actually in alignment with the chakra system. There's a reason we begin at one point and end at another. You're going to be on the Nile for 5 days on a Diabia. I never get the pronunciation right. Just think we're on a floating hotel, and it has, you know, like a beautiful dining area, and you're going to be in your room by yourself, or if you've got a roommate or a partner, it was showers, beautiful. It's just really lovely, and there's usually a hot tub on the top deck, and you can do yoga, and sometimes we eat breakfast out there. It's gorgeous. And we anchor at night, so we're not sailing during the night. And in the mornings, we get off the boat on the Nile and go to our temple and our excursion of the day. Usually it's one temple a day, but sometimes it's two. There's time to rest. There's time to journal. And the days are full. And things are subject to change because this is Cairo, mostly Cairo. And some days it's like, oh, we were planning to go to this temple, but there's a minister of such and such or prime minister from somewhere, and we're going to pivot because we have private access to almost half of these temples. This is the sweetness. I mean, it's sweet wherever we go. You're going to get the light codes and the beauty and the messaging wherever you go, depending on, you know, your soul's ordination. But we are paying, and this is a significant cost of this trip. This is why we can't get the cost down much more. We're private. So it's like the 20-ish of us who will be on this trip together, getting up at 4 in the morning to take a small boat across the Nile from one island to the island of Philae, which is where the Temple of Isis is. And we're there whilst the sun is rising, chanting around her very small, incredible altar. And then the sun comes up and we have time to wander and hang out with the temple cats and have time alone. It's magnificent. This will be my third trip to Egypt. It will be Joey's, I think she's lost count, over 25 trips. And it's the same, and it's and different for everybody. Like, everybody leaves altered. Like, someone who was with me on my last trip just said 6 months later, my God, Egypt is really having an effect on me. It's like, sometimes it's a delayed response. And sometimes you get your answers and you get your healing and you get your insights and your visions, and it's also just beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. We are traveling with a beautiful Muslim woman who's an Egyptologist who's walking us through a lot of these temples and giving us the deeper meanings in the history. It's really such a gift to have her with us. Food's good. Food's not amazing. So we're not, you know, whatever you consider amazing. It's fresh. It's organic. It's a lot of chicken. That's Egypt. Almost all of our expenses are taken care of once you're in Egypt. So there's a couple meals where you can go off on your own within the hotels that we're in. But mostly it's all covered. Flights, travel, buses. We will be on a flight. We are going from Cairo to Aswan to do a bunch of other temples, and then we fly back to Cairo. And then our final night is that's one of my favorite. I mean, it's all my favorites. Dendera. Oh, I could go on. My favorite temple is Abydos. But anyway, all you need to know right now is that our final night is spent in the king's chamber in the Great Pyramid of Giza, which is one of the three pyramids, on the main plateau in Cairo. And this is one of the excursions, temples, where we have private access. It's amazing. If you have any questions, Joy and I will probably do a Zoom call. In the meantime, you can DM me, you can send an email to support@daniellelaporte.com, or DM me on Instagram at Danielle Laporte, and we'll get your questions answered. There's a payment plan which makes this so feasible for everybody, and I love you, and whoever comes, this is my belief, well, whoever comes is meant to be there. And I think that once you say yes, Egypt starts to work on you, and that each group has been there before and been there together before. But who knows? It doesn't matter. What matters now is that in September of 2026, we'll all be there together.